So we've spent 3 weeks talking about divorce, but that's not even the question that we get asked the most. The question that we get asked the most is, okay, so I am divorced. When can I get remarried?
Well, let's get into that.
Hey everybody, I'm Nate Warnock.
I'm Andrea Warnock.
And you have caught us for Marriage Monday here on the Marriage by Design podcast. This is a show that we come out with every Monday morning where we talk about what the Bible says about God's design for marriage and practically how we can live that out in our marriages.
So we've been on a series about divorce for the last 3 weeks and we're capping it off with talking about remarriage, which seems to be oftentimes more of a question than we get about divorce.
That's right, which really sadly is probably more of a sign of the times than anything else, because oftentimes the reason why it comes up, and frankly the reason why it's an awkward conversation, is because the divorce has already happened, and perhaps the couple didn't really put that much thought into it.
Right.
But now, post-divorce, they're wanting to know how to move forward, and it can make it awkward when we have to counsel them that, well, you're welcome to marry your original wife anytime that you want.
Right.
And you can remarry her or him anytime.
Yeah, because just because you've gotten divorced doesn't necessarily mean that that marriage is over with.
Right.
And
right.
You may need to go back to that marriage.
Right. So this is really a topic that we have covered a bit in our other three episodes and probably could have fully covered in those three episodes. But I wanted to have a separate episode, even if it's a bit of a shorter episode, dealing with this specifically, because I know there are people that are searching YouTube and podcasts specifically for this topic. And so I wanted to make sure that we gave it a little bit of dedicated time. If that's you and you're just finding this episode, I would encourage you to pull up our main page and listen to the preceding three episodes. We talk about divorce and marriage generally. We talk about divorce with regards to adultery, and we talk about divorce with regards to abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to listen to those to kind of get a feel for, you know, the passages of scripture that we're dealing with here and just generally how we're thinking about that. Here's the biggest thing that I want to say right up front with regards to remarriage. I believe that Andrew and I have spent a lot of time studying what the Bible says about divorce and what the Bible says about remarriage, which is very little compared to even divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I believe that what we're about to tell you is reflective of what God reveals to us in His Word. But this is not a topic where I can point you to a verse that says, thou shalt not remarry except in this, this, and this circumstance.
Right.
So I try to be really careful, and we try to be really careful on this channel, to not tell you this is 100% what God's word says, unless it's specifically what it says.
Yeah, we want to be really careful in being dogmatic about anything.
Right.
Unless the scripture is dogmatic about it.
Right, and dogmatic means no interpretation, no exception, this is what it says. And so, again, we've studied this extensively, and I believe that what we've uncovered in our belief and opinion about remarriage reflects God's heart on the matter. But I would encourage you, as with any topic, to get in your own Bible and study this for yourself. And if we're wrong, pop back on here. You believe we're wrong, pop back on here and leave a comment and tell us where we're wrong and what passage of scripture it is that's led you to believe that. And we'll talk about it.
Yeah, some good discussion. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So here's the hard thing about divorce and remarriage. This is just the reality of the matter that God hates divorce. The Bible says that. That is a direct quote. God hates divorce. So when we talk about divorce and remarriage, a lot of times it's with couples that are hurting and that are their marriage is not in a good place. Or maybe they got a divorce in a way that was not God-honoring, and now they're wanting to remarry someone who makes them happy and who fulfills them and maybe who is a great person. And when we have to tell them, you know, this is not something that's going to be honoring to the Lord, it's a difficult conversation.
Yep.
And so, you know, as we talk about this, you may be listening to this or watching this and go, man, you guys are crazy. And it can be difficult to hear these things, but my heart is to help you understand that if we do the crazy thing and live our marriages and live our lives according to God's design, at the end of the day, we're able to realize why he put those designs in place in the first place. And I'll use an example that's not divorce related initially. Oftentimes we talk with people about, look, it's not God's best for you to have sex before you're married. So just don't go down that road. And people just, they just can't handle it. Not everybody, but a lot of people.
Right.
And, you know, we get back a lot of times, as cliche as it is, some version of, well, what if we're really incompatible in the bedroom? You got to test drive the car before you buy it, all of that. And this is an example where I think we can easily understand how if we did things God's way, we would be in a better position. Sorry, I'm still fighting off a cold. So if all of us chose to not have sex before we were married, none of us would know whether we were good at sex or not good at sex when we got married right. to our husband or wife.
Right.
So we would get married and
both
that night,
a blank slate.
Or in the next night or whenever, you would have sex for the first time. And spoiler alert, it would be bad. But you would have nothing to compare it to because either of you, because the only person you've had sex with is your spouse. Now you might be listening to that and go, well, that doesn't sound like very much fun at all. And maybe from a strictly fun, fleshy standpoint, maybe you're right, but think about the freedom that you would have.
Yeah, you have that. You have the freedom, the two of you, to explore
right.
your sexuality together as something new for both of you.
Right.
And so you're both learning the newness of this sexual relationship together.
Right.
It's not that either of you know more than another, so there's no embarrassment of, well, I didn't get that right, or I don't know, and they do, or
there's no pressure
any of that.
Of, hey, I better be as good as this previous
exactly.
guy or girl that they were with. Things within your marriage that you may want to try or not want to try, those things are probably based off of previous experiences that you've had.
Yeah.
And so it complicates the marriage bed because of all of these things that happened previously.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would just do things God's way, we wouldn't have any of that.
Yep.
And I didn't. I mean, Andrea did. with regards to the sex before marriage issue, but I didn't. So I'm not saying this as like a holier than thou thing. I didn't do it right. But I'm giving it as an example because we're about to jump into talking about divorce and remarriage, which is another difficult truth that can be a hard pill for people to swallow. But if we can just trust God enough to do it according to his design, at the end of the day, we get to experience the joy that he desired for us in that design.
Mm.
So, transitioning now to thinking about divorce and remarriage. We have shared on this channel and believe that it is 100% the heart of God that marriage is between one man and one woman for the entirety of their natural lives, period. That's it. There's one way you get out of marriage, and that's one of
someone's
you is dying.
Die.
Right. And so maybe we should just take a brief moment to just be super clear. In the case where your spouse has passed away, you are free to remarry
absolutely.
If the Lord brings someone else into your life. I guess we don't deal with that really separately, so I want to make sure I'm super clear about that. Absolutely. Death severs the marriage.
Yep.
So, if you're a widow or a widower and you have found someone else who is otherwise available to marry you and you desire to go down that road, then that's great. Fantastic.
Yep.
Other than that is where divorce comes in, right? Only two ways marriages end. One is death, the other is divorce. So in the case of divorce, then what? And here is the short form answer that we believe to be reflected by God's heart. God's heart, and you can find this in Genesis 2, when he created marriage. You can find this in Matthew 19, specifically in verses 4 through 6. You can find it in Mark. You can find it in 1 Corinthians. God's heart was that within marriage, quoting Genesis 2, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, for this reason being marriage, a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Yep.
In Matthew, Jesus goes on to say, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
Yep.
What Jesus was saying there, and what God was saying in Genesis 2 is, you become one within marriage. Not two people now connected, but one being.
Mm-hmm.
This married couple. So when we get divorced for irreconcilable differences, or whatever the case may be where the state is the one that is divorcing us, to be clear, that's literally what Jesus was talking about. What God has joined together, let not man separate. Right? All of the governments and the places where we live are governed by human beings.
Yep.
What God joins together in marriage, let not man separate. So, what though if you have gotten divorced? What we believe is that, excuse me, even in the case of divorce, you are married to your spouse in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have gotten divorced 2 minutes ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago, 15 years ago. You and your wife are married before the Lord. There's only two ways, biblically, that a marriage comes to an end other than through death. And neither of these were by God's design. Matthew 19 talks about adultery. We did an episode about that. The Bible says, if your spouse commits adultery, and if you read what it says, you're unwilling to forgive them or unwilling to believe in the Lord's healing in your marriage, then you can seek a divorce, and when you get remarried, it will not be considered adultery.
Yep.
I want to challenge people that are watching this video, because I know of a number of people where their spouse had committed adultery and they sought a divorce, and there is no part of me that believes they got a divorce because of the adultery.
Yeah.
The affair was a convenient reason, excuse for them to want to get a divorce and feel good about it. That's not what the Bible's talking about. The Bible's saying if the adultery has twisted you up so much as the victim, and I'm talking about the victim, that you're unwilling to forgive your spouse or unwilling to believe in the healing power of God on your marriage, then, and you get a divorce because of that. See, these are not flattering things. And this is partly where, you know, people need to understand what the Bible's talking about. The divorce because of adultery says more about the divorcing, the victim spouse, than it does about the adulterer.
Right.
The adulterer is sin, period. I mean, that's one of the big ten, right? Mm-hmm. There's no confusing that. But Moses in Deuteronomy and Jesus upholding that in Matthew 19, that's not being done because adulterers are horrible and we want to really stick it to them. What Jesus is saying there is that was not God's plan from the beginning. So if you've been cheated on by your spouse and you're not willing to forgive that person, that's really a you problem.
Right.
And the divorce really says more about you than it does about the adulterer spouse. Mm-hmm. God's desire is that you would trust him through the power of his spirit to bring healing and forgiveness into your marriage, and that the two of you would continue on as a married couple. Clearly, from Matthew 19, was the plan.
Absolutely.
So, again, not God's plan or God's best for you to get divorced.
But allowable.
Even in the case of adultery.
Right.
Right.
But allowable if the adultery is the reason that you're divorcing. You are allowed to divorce and remarry.
Right. The other example is in 1 Corinthians. And that is where an unbelieving spouse has abandoned the marriage. So, again, we did a whole episode on this, so I don't want to rehash that whole thing. But go back and listen to that. But that's the requirement. And clearly, the believer spouse is asked to continue to pursue that spouse until they have abandoned. And as the case we made in that episode, abandonment is ultimately when they have
remarried
someone else down the road.
Right, because you can't abandon your marriage until there is no hope of going back to that marriage.
Right.
Which means that person. So if I'm married to Nathan, he's the unbelieving spouse. He doesn't believe in the Lord. He chooses to leave our marriage and get a divorce. And then he hangs out for 10 years, kind of doing his own thing. I'm still called to pursue him as my husband.
Right.
And then the moment that he decides I'm going to marry another person, that moment that he marries another person, that's abandonment.
Right.
Because we can no longer be married again.
Right. So what we have shared with other couples and what we would share today is that really the only time for remarriage, times for remarriage after divorce is when the other spouse has remarried someone else.
Yep.
And I gotta be honest, I even struggle with that a little bit. Because in 1 Corinthians, which is the passage of scripture that talks about abandonment, it's talking about an unbelieving spouse.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're both claim relationship with the Lord and you've chosen to go down the divorce route and your spouse remarries someone else, it's a bit of a square peg in a round hole, a little bit, to me, because they don't claim to be an unbelieving spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of that is, the fruit is in, I mean, you'll know them by their works.
Right.
And so if you or your spouse is at such a place where the Bible's clear teaching on marriage, and your spouse is going, well, I don't care about that. I just want to do what I want to do. I mean, that's at the very least rebellious against the Lord.
Of course.
And the Bible is also very clear in Deuteronomy, that four, I believe it's 4:1-4. But in Deuteronomy that once an ex-spouse of yours has married someone else, that you can never come back to them.
Yeah,
so if Andrea and I get divorced and Andrea marries Timmy, and then Andrea and Timmy get divorced, her and I can never remarry.
Yeah, because we can't be having this, I shouldn't have married Timmy, and I should go back to Nathan, and then,
right.
And then, oh, I don't like Nathan anymore, and I'm gonna, you know, we can't be having this divorce, remarriage, divorce, marry someone else.
Right.
No.
Right. So how is this kind of like the sex example, the premarital sex example that we used at the beginning? Well, here's why. Almost everyone says divorce is not an option when they get married. Right? We're not even going to talk about the D word.
But how do we have 50% divorce rate in the church?
Within the church. Right. Exactly. Because pain can change things for people. It can change priorities. It can change, you know, how you think about an issue, and can lead to compromise, right? We know that. And so here's my point in bringing this up. God's design was that if you were to get a divorce, that you he has a plan for remarriage, and that plan for remarriage is that anytime you want, you can remarry your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we stuck by that as a church community, as Christians, then really divorce would not be an option. Because I wouldn't divorce Andrea if I knew everyone around me was just going to tell me, dude, why do that? Because now you're just going to have to live alone your entire life. And I don't care how unhappy you tell me you are with Andrea, you're going to be way less happy sitting alone in your apartment for the next 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than get divorced to really show her, and then 4 years later when you can't take the loneliness anymore, you two come back together, and now you have to deal with 4 years of separation and living separate lives and all of that, why not just work on your marriage now?
Yep.
And if we lived by God's design for marriage, that divorce rate would plummet within the church, because there would be no, I don't care how cute this other Christian guy that you met is. I don't care how perfect this Christian girl from your past is. You're still married to your spouse.
Yep.
And God's best for your marriage is that the two of you continue to be married, work out your issues before him, and allow him to bring healing in your marriage. Even if there's adultery, even if there's whatever thing.
Yeah, and we've got to be unashamed about that as believers. And it's a crazy thing. And you will get looked at as a crazy lunatic when you say, yeah, you cannot remarry. You can remarry your spouse.
Right.
But you cannot remarry if you want to live by what the word says. And do we believe or do we not believe that the Lord is good and he desires the best for us?
That's right.
Bottom line, did he say it's going to feel like the best? No.
Right.
But do we believe the Bible or do we not? And sometimes that's crazy. It seems crazy. Just like not having sex before marriage may seem crazy to the world, maybe even inside the church, all that. But are we willing to stand on truth and stand on the Lord said it, so I'm going to believe it's the right thing and right. The best thing for me and my life, and I'm just going to do it.
Right.
And that means telling your friend who's divorced, no, you shouldn't be dating this guy over here. You should be dating your husband.
Right.
That's what God says. I'm just saying what God said.
Right. Yeah, there's a word for that, and it's a word we use a lot within the church, but are again, the proof's in the pudding, and that word is faith.
Right.
That's what faith is. When we read God's plan for marriage in the Bible, do we trust in that plan, even though it seems crazy, or do we not?
And even though it may seem like that's a huge sacrifice, yes, our lives for the Lord should be a living sacrifice.
That's exactly right.
And so are we going to do that, or are we going to tap out and say, oh, well, I only meant this Christian life thing when it was easy and when it made sense.
Right.
No, we should be living our lives as a holy sacrifice as unto the Lord.
Right.
And this is not our eternity. This is not the life that we live for all the rest of time. We get to move on after this. But the time that we're here, are we going to have the faith to believe what the Bible says, or are you going to pick and choose?
Right. No, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. Man, I hope as you're listening to this, I'm sure you can tell that we're passionate about this, and we are, because there are so many singles that we've had to sit down with after the fact of divorce and share this with them. And here's the crazy part. There are several couples that we've had to do that with that, to their credit and the glory of the Lord, did in fact get out of ungodly relationships and pursued their spouse.
Yeah, and it's been so cool. I mean, we've seen some remarriages to their original spouse
years after divorce.
Yes, and it's amazing.
Right. Right, and it's God honoring. Yeah. And that's the most important
thing. They had the faith to say, all right, well, that's what the Bible says, so we're going to do it.
That's right. That's right. I hope that you will get in the Word. I hope you'll take a look at Genesis 2, the end of Genesis 2, when God creates marriage. That you'll take a look at Matthew 19, where Jesus talks about marriage and talks about adultery. That you'll take sort of inventory within yourself if you're in a bad place in your marriage. And ask yourself, am I willing to walk in faith before the Lord with regards to this situation? And you don't have to do it alone. We have a community here that would love to be a part of the rebuilding of your marriage. You can comment in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on podcast. Please go over to Facebook and look at Marriage by Design Podcast. You'll find our Facebook page. Comment there. We respond to all those comments. Be happy to pray with you. I'd be happy to get you plugged in with a local church wherever you're at if you don't have a community there already. So important, as that will help you put your marriage together, you know, as the Lord does the heavy lifting.
Right.
So, guys, thanks so much for joining. Really appreciate you being here. Apologize for my coughing. Hopefully this will be all cleared up by next week. Until then, guys, thank you for joining us. And remember, God is for your marriage. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in to Marriage by Design. We would love to connect with you, especially if there's some way that we can pray for you or if you have some questions regarding anything that you've heard on our channel. You're welcome to email us anytime at marriagebydesignpodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can check us out on Instagram at Marriage by Design Podcast or on Facebook by searching Marriage by Design Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so that you can find out right away when new content drops. Finally, if you want to see us face to face, all of our podcasts are released in video on demand format on our YouTube channel, Marriage by Design.